AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At least one person is dead in Mississippi. Severe weather moved through the state overnight. Tornadoes were reported near the capital, Jackson. Brian Squitieri is at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center.
Mississippi will start gradually clearing, especially central and northern Mississippi will gradually clear through the day. The greater severe weather threat is going to shift more eastward towards portions of southern Alabama.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been meeting with China's President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Relations haven't been good between the U.S. and China. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Blinken tells the international media the U.S. and China have pledged to stabilize their badly deteriorated ties during a critical visit.
I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that.
It remains to be seen whether the two countries can resolve their most important disagreements, many of which have international financial security and stability implications. Blinken, though, hopes there can be growing cooperation in a range of mutual areas. Blinken's the highest level U.S. official to visit China since President Joe Biden took office and the first Secretary of State to make the trip in 5 years. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Japan. His goal is to keep navigation free and open in the Asia-Pacific region.
We recognize that there will be a lot of geopolitical challenges affecting both trade and security in this region. This is part of why we have such an emphasis on de-risking and diversifying the economic relationships with regard to China.
Americans across the country are observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday marking the end of slavery. This is AP News. Police in Idaho have a suspect in custody in a shooting that left 4 people dead.
The Shoshone County Sheriff's Office says it responded with the Kellogg Police Department to a home there around 7:30 at night where they found 4 people shot and killed. Idaho State Police say they have detained a 31-year-old man in connection with those deaths. A neighbor at the scene told KXLY-TV that there was an ongoing dispute between neighbors at the location, which contained multiple families. I'm Julie Walker.
A scorching heat wave in India has overwhelmed hospitals, filled a morgue to capacity, and disrupted power supply, forcing staff to use books to cool patients. The number of deaths in India is approaching 170. Temperatures in parts of India have reached 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Climate experts say heat waves will continue, and India needs to prepare better to deal with their consequences. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.